Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Now these clashes between activists and business interests are nothing new. How Albert positioned her opposition was very strategic and something we can emulate. Two shifts she made that we can do too. First off, Albert placed all of her examples and points around one big idea. Those who create the problem can't be relied upon to fix it. Now sure, this statement threw a little shade, but it didn't outright bash the other side. Albert simply promoted an alternative source for the solutions. This shift in focus right here, away from general opposition to one central idea, is a strategy we thought leaders sometimes miss. So ask yourself, before I launch into a big opposition, what is my anchor? What is the big idea that connects all my points and ideas? And it can't be your recommendations. That comes later. This strategy focuses the context. It sets up your recommendations. Second, Albert changed the setting. She didn't oppose the other side's ideas head on by arguing standards around the credits. That's playing their game. Instead, she switched to the field she plays on, the local on-the-ground initiatives. By showing how the carbon trading credits played out on the ground, Albert had the upper hand. If this were a debate, the other side could use statistics, but we all know that's not as effective as compelling stories. You know, a lot of us oppose by promoting our ideas, thinking that if we prove our solutions are better, then we win. There are times, though, that we have to oppose the status quo, popular ideas that can easily pass for the best options. Make these shifts and our oppositions sound reasonable and worthy of consideration. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.